today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, we've had some discussion about the Smithfield Bypass Road opening today this morning. It's under the headline heading, City's Moving Moment as Bypass Comes Alive. There's a fair bit of coverage there, 6 and 7 Cairns Post today. But we'll skip that now because I'm going to be able to talk to the member for Barron River himself, Craig Crawford. It's been a long wait. It's been a three-year wait, actually, and I won't go through all the details of the cost and the hours and tradies that got opportunities and businesses that got opportunities over that time, whatever. But it's open. Well, it's about to be open. I'm not quite sure. We're going to get an update directly from Craig Crawford. He's on the line. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Has the moment come?
So we've done the official opening this morning. We actually had the Premier on site.
Yep.
We did it about a couple of hundred metres from the southern end on the Avondale Bridge. We stretched a big ribbon across the bridge, and we cut it with her and the Main Roads Minister, Mark Bailey, and traditional owners and others there. Nice little sun shower come over and drenched us all right at that moment. But, you know, welcome to far north Queensland. So I then got an opportunity to actually drive the length of the bypass. So I can actually say that since the bypass was open, I was the first official car.
Oh, really?
To cross it that wasn't part of Main Roads or the contractors. And they are in the process right now of moving traffic onto that road. My understanding was they were going to cut over the northbound traffic first and allow it to start flowing and then move on to the southbound. So they're doing all of that right now. There could be people listening to us that are physically driving on that road as we speak.
Okay.
But it will certainly be all operational, you know, before lunchtime today. So if you're driving home from work, the Savo, you should be able to use it.
Gee, it's a red letter day, isn't it? You've got to go back not 3 years. You've got to go back years and years and years before that, because we were discussing it for so long. We were talking about the need for it for so long. So it certainly is a very important day. By the way, did you crack a bottle of Passion Pop?
No, I didn't. It was everything but. I've certainly got a coffee now, but it was an early morning start this morning, you know, and obviously, you know, having the Premier on site was pretty important. And you can imagine the logistical and security stuff that goes around with all of that. But she was fantastic. And, you know, she's been a huge supporter of this project since the very start. I can remember sitting in her office, you know, selling this to her, and then obviously with different cabinet ministers, and, you know, and even Curtis, when he was treasurer, did a huge amount of work as well. So it's been a big team effort. You know, but the winners are obviously the motorists, and you know, and they will notice a significant difference. I've got to say that when I drove on it before, that's the first time that I've actually been on it, and wow, it's pretty impressive, mate. Oh, it's excellent. Really, really impressive.
Excellent. By the way, Passion Pop was on special at First Choice today at $4.50, so you've missed that. Now, what time did it actually open officially?
We cut the ribbon this morning. It would have been around about probably 10:30, 10:45. We did all that, yeah.
Now, what about those heading south? When did you say they might be able to try it out?
Well, they could already be on it now.
Oh, okay.
So the process was they were going to get northbound traffic moving first and then southbound traffic. Overnight they took everything away, all the concrete bollards and everything, even all the concrete bollards that are underneath the overpass there on the McGregor Road roundabout. Mm-hmm. They all got removed overnight. They did use line marking overnight, you know, for all the different merge lanes and everything like that. So this morning when everyone travelled to work, what they would have seen was traffic controllers and police standing at the various areas, you know, so now it's just a matter of them cutting up. So they could already be driving both directions because it was happening pretty quick.
Well, it's going to be amazing for people who've said to me they've got to leave home from the northern end of the northern beaches before 6:45 or they're buggered. Coming back from the city in the afternoon, you've got to be out of town by 3 o'clock, or otherwise at 3:30 you're going to be waiting for three changes of lights at the Caravonica roundabout. So it'll be interesting to see how long it takes people to adjust.
Well, that's exactly right. And look, you know, everyone's going to sort of try different things at different days, but, you know, it will, you know, people will work out the right pattern, you know, depending on where you're wanting to go to and what time of day, you know, is it school pickup? Mm. Are you heading for work? You know, all those sorts of things. But, you know, certainly this will now split that big traffic load. And I think where we'll see the biggest change will be anytime you've got to go near the Smithfield roundabout, from whatever direction, you will notice a significant drop in the traffic volume.
Now, we've got to go back, because people keep saying, what happened? It was changed at Caravonica. It was going to be an overpass. And what about Yorkies? It was going to emerge down at Yorkies. Can you just once again remind us about why those changes in the whole planning were took place in the early stages, in fact, before they started work?
Yeah, and so the Yorkies one first. So the original concept plan that Main Roads had drawn up had the bypass coming into the Yorkies Knob roundabout.
Yep.
But because it was a design and construct, the contractors that started the design process said to Main Roads, I actually think you've got it wrong. I think it needs to intersect at the Caravonica roundabout, and we need to, so that, because their argument was, so that motorists have a choice between which arterial they want to take, the Captain Cook or the Western Arterial.
I see.
Whereas if we ran it purely into the Captain Cook, how do you get over to the Western Arterial? It'll have to be like a flyover or something like that. So they put a very good case forward to say you should run it straight into the Caravonica roundabout and put a big intersection there. And that's obviously what we have. So that was, you know, obviously based on planning and engineering. The reason why we couldn't go with an overpass at Caravonica, it was about hydrology and water. And every single analysis that we saw, and I had so many briefings on this, I lost count, was it didn't matter how they tried to do it, every single time it would have meant that they would have flooded that Canopy's Edge community,
okay,
as well as flooding Skyrail, the Tank Museum, the Caravonica School, all of that. It's all about that water that washes down off the hill, sort of through that Avondale Creek area,
right.
And it didn't matter how they tried to do the numbers, it just didn't work. So that's why we went with what we've got. But what we did was we added in lots of extra turning lanes. That's why that is a massive intersection. Mm. So that's why you've got multiple turning lanes going in every direction.
Now, this is going to be a challenge. That was an excellent explanation. But for those people who are heading south, I think everyone can easily see as they come through there. Now, as you emerge from the bypass road and veer in towards the city, there's no significant hold-up likely there. But if you're heading north and you are getting to the Caravonica roundabout and you want to access the bypass road, how does that happen? How do you do that? Can you paint a picture of what might happen this afternoon at, for example, 3:30, and why it will be better?
Yeah. So there's two turning lanes that will go north onto the bypass,
right?
And there'll be a green arrow there for you. So obviously it'll sequence through the lights, just like a normal intersection does. But with two turning lanes, there'll be a significant volume of traffic that will be able to move. So, and the light sequencing will give everyone then a fair go. But importantly, once you then get onto the bypass,
right,
there is nothing then that stops you. So when you get all the way up the other end and you come up over the McGregor Road flyover, you come down and you're straight on the Captain Cook. You don't even have to give way to anyone. You actually have your own lane. So what they've done is on the old Captain Cook, they've, at the McGregor Road roundabout, they've merged two lanes into one, so that as you hit that merge section, you don't have to fight with anyone, basically. So when you come down off that overpass, you just keep going. There's nothing stopping you. 80 km the whole way.
Isn't this interesting? Now, getting back to Caravonica, you're saying there's two turning lanes there. In the past, of course, recently, 3:30, you wait for two or three or four changes of lights. What will that be like this afternoon accessing the bypass road from the Caravonica roundabout? How many changes of lights do you envisage?
Well, it probably depends on how many people want to drive on it for the first time.
Well, exactly.
You know, I expect that, you know, over the sort of the first few days, what we'll see is, everyone will want to try it out. So we'll probably have, you know, high traffic volumes giving it a go. But then that it'll smooth itself out as people over the next few days work out which direction they want to go. Because obviously if you're wanting to go to Macca's or Bunnings on the way home, well, you're not going to turn onto the bypass. You're going to stay on the old one, because you've got some shopping to do. But, I would expect once it smooths out, you shouldn't have to wait any changes of lights. You know, you should be able to get it in the first crack, maybe in heavy traffic, potentially on the second. But, you know, remember, the good thing about a set of a signalised intersection is that the department can play with the timing, and that's what always happens. They'll study it, yeah. They'll watch it, yeah. There's cameras there, they can see it live from the traffic management centre in Cairns. And they can play with the numbers. So if it means I need to give a couple of more seconds to this lane or that lane, you know, they can do that to smooth it out. And we're just going to have to just allow them a couple of weeks to gather the intelligence on that.
Yes.
So that they can work out, you know, what it looks like at 7:30 on a Monday morning as opposed to 7:30 on a Saturday morning, you know, that sort of thing.
Do you know, I wasn't aware of this. Rhonda Coghlan pointed this out this morning. One of the other benefits that hasn't even been talked about is the reduction or elimination entirely of the rat running. I wasn't aware there was a northern rat run and a southern rat run.
Yep, there is, mate. And I'll put my hand up. I use the rat run all the time. But I won't now because now I've got a bypass. But I live in that Smithfield Village area there off McGregor Road, and there's a lot of traffic that uses that Dunn Road area and comes out off Yorkies.
Yes.
And a lot of people use that also in the afternoon. You know, and it has become the unofficial bypass of Smithfield, but that's the traffic. Well, they won't need to do that now. There'll be no incentive to do that.
Max Pandicini will be disappointed. Preston Seafoods have been doing very well from that rat run.
I reckon he would. I reckon he would have. I totally agree. I think he'll do all right. There's plenty of houses being built around him. He'll be all right.
Yeah, it's a wonderful subdivision, I've got to say. Really, really high standard. Don't go away. Just quickly, let's go to the roundabout. The McGregor Road end, there's been a visibility issue for people heading south there. When those bollards and everything else has moved, is that going to pick up the visibility there immediately, or will there still be issues?
You'll notice when you drive through there now, it's much better already. So all those concrete blocks and partitions and screens, they've all gone.
Okay.
But there's, I think I mentioned to you the other day that they're going to rebuild that roundabout.
Yeah.
I understand that the same contractors, Highways and Album, have been given some money by Main Roads now to redo that McGregor roundabout, the same as Kawara and Trinity Beach. So, you know, so it's got better angles of approach and those sorts of things, better cycle lanes through it and things. So that'll sort of happen over the next few months. But it is much safer to drive through there now than what it was.
Just before you go to plans for this weekend?
Yeah, so this weekend, so Sunday morning, we're going to shut the road and have a fun day. Initially we weren't going to open the road until after that, but obviously they were able to bring it on early. So we'll shut it for part of Sunday.
Right.
And there's cycle races, stuff for the kids. There's running races. People can come and walk, crawl, and ride all over the infrastructure.
Yeah.
If you're not up to anything Sunday morning. People can come on down. I think it's from about 10 o'clock or something like that. Might even be a bit early. I'll have to check the time. Obviously that's for people if they want to come and have a bit of a look, because once, you know, obviously when the roads open, it's very hard to walk on it because there's going to be a lot of traffic.
Of course. So it's still a highway fundamentally on Saturday, but not Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. So Sunday. So overnight you'll see some changes where they'll put up some traffic controllers.
By the way, you've got to rename the Captain Cook Highway. What's that about?
Yeah, this is an announcement we're yet to run. We're still waiting for the official sign-off. But what you'll notice when you drive on the bypass is that the signage on the bypass will say Captain Cook Highway.
Right.
So it is becoming the Captain Cook Highway.
Yes.
And the old section of the Captain Cook Highway is getting a new name. That's just waiting for the final sign off. But it's a bit of a combination of a name from traditional owners and a few other things. So that area from McGregor Road down to the old Caravonica roundabout of the old highway will get a new name. So there'll be a few people that will need to change their address.
There you go. Craig, I've got to say it's been a huge project, a complex and challenging project with all those changes. Well done, because it's coming to fruition this weekend and a whole lot of people are very happy about it on the northern beaches particularly. So congratulations and thank you.
Thanks very much, John, and thanks for your support.
He's the member for Barron River. Oh, here we go. He's the Minister for Seniors. He's the Minister for Disability Services. He's the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. And the Member for Barron River, his name is Craig Crawford. He'll be breathing a sigh of relief. It's been a very, very big and demanding project. 25 past 11.
It's Stocktake Time.